This is Dan Feldman with Axiom Valuation Solutions, and today we're talking about IRS 409A and the implications this has for management of private firms. IRS 409A was enacted as part of the American Jobs Creation Act of 2004, and it specifically applies to deferred compensation or issues related to deferred compensation and its treatment for tax purposes. Now, there's several questions that management always asks us at Axiom Valuation when it relates to the valuing of options, stock options, and particularly how we calculate or how one would calculate the fair market value of the underlying common stock. And, of course, this is the central issue in what I would consider the 409A controversy, because it has created a controversy, and it has for many firms, particularly emerging companies. A kind of stressful set of circumstances for management of these companies. But let's first talk about how 409A impacts private firms. And first, 409A specifically deals with deferred compensation issues. In firms that grant non-qualified stock options, for example, to board members or to consultants, where these stock options have an exercise price, they have a life, this is considered deferred compensation. And the way firms are specifically impacted by 409A is when these stock grants, these non-qualified stock grants, are granted with an exercise price below fair market value, then it is taken by the IRS to mean that such grants are given to, as I said, they could be given to employees or managers or members of the board of directors or consultants, that since the exercise price is below the fair market value of the underlying common stock, that this is no longer deferred compensation, but it's more of current compensation, and therefore should be taxable. And not only is it taxable, there's an additional penalty tax in the neighborhood of 20% that the recipient or the optionee has to pay as part of their settlement with the IRS. You know, the central issue stems from how one measures the fair market value of the firm's common stock. And I think here, if we divide this up into the kinds of firms that would normally be impacted by this, and if we have two categories of companies, we'll call them mature or ongoing companies and emerging companies. Typically, if you're looking at an ongoing company where the firm is generating lots of cash flow, they're not looking for outside financing, that the issue of options, non-qualified options in this case, if they're qualified options, of course, then the rule is always that the exercise price is at fair market value, but for non-qualified options where the exercise price is not at fair market value. Now, talking about non-qualified stock options, and for private companies, of course, as I noted before, is that when the exercise price is below fair market value, there it becomes a taxable event for the employees. Now, in cases where firms are mature and where they generally don't issue stock options, 409A is less likely to have an impact on them, though it might have an impact in other areas of deferred compensation. In the case of early stage companies, there the impact of 409A is quite significant. And there I think, based at least on Axiom's experience, is that it's these companies that are most stressed about it, particularly their managements. And the way to think about this is to think about a typical early stage company, which might have angel investors in it or venture capitalists typically, maybe even later stages in private equity investors. And typically those investors are putting cash in to the business and in return taking some sort of convertible preferred stock. Convertible preferred stock, of course, is preferred stock that typically pays a dividend. In this case, the dividend for most early stage companies is paid at some future date. But nevertheless, a dividend is embedded in the preferred stock. There are also some control rights. And of course, it's convertible to the underlying common. At the same time, because it's an emerging company, companies are always granting options to not only employees, but board members and consultants, because this is the way they're getting paid. That is to say, they're not getting cash, but they are getting the